Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine others, till I'm reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Deep breath, deep breath, taking all in. Getting ready for the show. The show must begin. I think I see a small sun lying farther out against the horizon. The horizon, the landscape, a wee bit far from me. I think tonight's show is going to be different. Maybe the same. Maybe different. Maybe the same. Could be going either way. It's 50-50% possibility one way or the other that there's a toss-up that I might throw some cookies out in the air, or I might eat the cookies from there. I don't know. It's going to go one way or the other. It's going to be all like that, because in the end, the infinite existence metabolic parameter says be. And if you can't be Batman. And if you can't be Batman, forget about it. It doesn't really matter anymore, because Batman is the end. He's the beginning. He's the sum, total sum of the all the little bits and bits and bits and pieces and things that goes around in the middle of it. Because if you can't try to be Batman, then at least be Batman. But then it's that same logic. If you can't be Batman, then you try to be Batman. But if you can't try to be Batman, then you are Batman. And if you are not Batman, then Batman is not becoming. And then what happens if the Batman is not? And if it's Lego Batman, what happens? Lego Batman becomes, or Lego Batman becomes melted. Melted Lego Batman. What do you do with a melted Lego Batman? I don't know. Put him on a little piece of, like, explosives and then throw him over the cliff? I think so. But then it becomes melted G.I. Joe. That becomes very complicated, complex, and a whole sordid ballyhoo of perplexity and complexity and contradictions and contrariness that just keep fading and going into different directions. And then what they do is, when the whirligig gets going, and the whirligig gets going, it's going, it's going, it's going, it's spinning around like a Tasmanian devil. And really, is a Tasmanian devil all that fast? They are kind of ugly looking. If you ever really look up a Tasmanian devil, they are really freaky looking. But they are a real creature. They just don't go as fast as Taz from, like, Looney Tunes, because that would be too much to expect that fiction would report and continue to increase reality, because reality is always stranger than fiction. Fiction just doesn't get it sometimes. But then fiction sometimes does get it. And did you know that if you hit the nail on the head, you could actually kill a guy? Because I've seen it done. I've not myself done it, because, you know, that would be wrong. But because I'm a zombie, I get to go by certain different rules and things, and I can get away with stuff. But if I kill somebody with a hammer, is it still hammer time? Bow-na-na-na. It's not hammer time. It's dinner time. No, wait, it was dinner time. Dinner time has already been absconded with. Food has already been acquired and eaten. And sustenance has been absorbed into the body frame. Hi, EW, how's it going?
I think I've got lost somewhere in there.
I'm lost just, what? Wait. Where? When? What?
If you have a zombie mash, is that also the monster mash?
No.
No?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
There's more moshing in zombie mash. In a monster mash, everybody just sort of looks at everybody and is like, hey, are you a monster? Yeah, I'm a monster. I don't know, man. You don't look like a monster. Yeah, I look like a monster. No, you don't look like... Well, of course I look like a monster. Look at these things pointing out from my head. That don't look too scary to me. Okay, how about if I just rip a nose off someone? Oh, it's kind of uncool, but yeah, go ahead, do it. I mean, that guy over there, he's not really doing much of anything. Okay, let's take his head off. Whooshing. And then it's just that. Zombie mash, on the other hand, is like, boom, 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 boom. Everybody's banging against everybody. Everybody's going against everybody. Everybody's just taking it all, taking the legs and arms. And this. I saw a scene in a movie. What the hell movie was it, where the guy ripped the guy's arm off and started beating the crap out of him?
You had another Frappuccino, didn't you?
No.
You sure?
Yep.
All right.
This is my natural high.
Uh-huh.
What's really crazy is people don't understand us. I am naturally very, 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 very hyperactive. Most of the time when I'm actually not being hyperactive, I'm going contrary to my natural metabolic state.
By the way, I've got some news for you.
That is incorrect, sir.
That is actually very correct. I got some news for you, something you and your fans would love.
Does it involve cookies?
Yeah, in a way.
Does it involve bacon?
I don't know, but somebody will call pork on this.
Does it involve buying my book?
It has some kind of touch with your book as well.
Does it involve buying any of the other books that I have pieces of me and my soul in?
Parts of, yeah.
Okay, then, what is it?
It actually is the radio app that we have for the station.
Ooh, the radio app?
Yes. And on
tap, tap.
They could actually find your books for purchase. And you notice I said books. And they can actually get all your past shows on demand as well.
Well, isn't that spiddly dinky 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 doo?
I thought you might like that.
Mechabolic rate. I got one of those. It's when I put two robots together and go bam.
And see which one rates the other. Oh,
no, not that. A mechabolic rate is when you take two robots, put them together, and have them fight. And what happens is the ensuing chaos and destruction that arose as a result of that, they become a bigger robot. And then you go have to find another robot to fight against that one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the mechabolic rate is the amount of speed and time and distance that it takes from one robot to become two robots and two robots to become a three robots and those three robots to become a single robot and then it becomes another robot and then the combination of all those individual robots coming together and making a dynasty of destruction.
Quite interesting.
So I'm going with that. That's the mechabolic rate. I define that. Throw me a word. I will make up a word.
Throw you a word. How about this word?
That's not a real word.
No? I was lied to.
What? Go for it.
I don't know. I was just
You didn't say the word. I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. I didn't read it.
I threw it. You didn't even catch it. You didn't even try to catch it.
If you're not going to... Dude, what do you think this is? Deflategate? By the way, I'm not following that crap at all, but the one video put up with... Who was it? Was it College Humor?
Yes, yes.
That's College Humor put it up. Mrs. Brady talking about, oh, I'm not very comfortable with everybody talking about how I don't like deflated balls. I like my balls big and bouncy, full and hard and ready to go. I just think that was hilarious.
Oh, I love it, too, because then she's like, and there's only one Brady who doesn't like her balls or their balls deflated.
And it's always about Marsha.
Yes.
Marsha. What? Bonk. My nose!
That was perfect.
Yes. Yes, and indeedly more yes. I think today's show is going to be pretty much a random hodgepodge.
Well, good, because I have a question for you.
Sure, shoot. By the way, anybody in the chat room, feel free to throw up a question. I will answer it to the best of my capacities.
Whatever happened to Princess
Penelope?
Penelope. Penelope, there we go.
Penelope. I don't know. I have to rewrite some new chapters for her.
I'm saying.
You're saying?
I'm saying. You haven't. I mean, you left everybody hanging. I mean, it was just. You
I didn't leave nobody hanging with that.
I thought she was.
I finished her off.
I don't think you. Well, I mean. You probably did. She probably was dessert.
Okay, Jack threw a word into the chat room.
It's all yours.
Can you pronounce it?
Heck no.
Zizigi! That is what you get when you get a system of energy combining towards a singular individual component of existence, where you've got the atoms over here, and you've got the structure of a substrata of carbon, and it goes in together, and they try and combine and try and make Zizigi!
Mm-hmm.
It's a synergy, complex, dynamic interaction of bacon and matter. Scissorgy.
You forgot the maple syrup.
No. This is the time when you don't put the maple syrup on. The maple syrup comes on when you go, mazzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz
Gotcha.
You know, because people have to have choice and the illusion of choice. Because everything has to be the perception that there is the ability that everybody can enjoy things. And everybody can enjoy things. They just have to keep to their own things. Because if they try and go and look at everybody else's things, then everybody gets all angry and frustrated and they all work out each other people and they go, stoos.
Yes.
Yes, I like questions. I like words. I like things and I'm a herd.
This is true. What goes up must come down.
Okay, so Keenan just threw up a question in the chat room, too. If we throw up a question, where would the question come down? It would come down at one's feet.
You hope.
No, it always does.
It always lands at the feet? This is just like...
Absolutely. Every question begins at the feet. At the feet.
At defeat.
Because if you don't already know the question, then you are asking the question, and therefore you are defeated already.
Ha 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 ha!
That's my sound of insane laughter.
Yes, yes. I had some evil laughter this weekend. Just not...
From yourself or from somebody else?
From a movie.
From a movie. What movie did you watch this weekend that had evil laughter in it?
It was a robot that had some laughter in it.
Robot had evil laughter. Oh, you're talking about that stinky poo-poo movie.
Huh?
By the way, have you seen also the parody of that movie called, by Sesame Street, Age of Onion?
No.
Dude, look it up. It's hilarious.
I'm going to have to.
It's a Black Bean Widow. It's all vegetable names. And it's the Cookie Monster. It's, oh, I got a secret. I'm always hungry. Oh my God, it was hilarious.
I'm going to have to look this one up.
It's on my wall, people. Look it up. I put stuff on my wall for your edumacation, entertainmentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, okay, so I did watch The Avengers, and I'm right there with you on that.
It was an okay movie.
It was okay.
That By the way, everybody, spoiler alerts, I'm sure, because we're going to talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers. Just a warning. Spoiler.
What do you mean,
ahead.
Spoiler? They should have all seen it by now.
Nah, some people still haven't seen it. Some people still haven't seen the first Avengers movie. That's what really freaks me out on that one.
Yeah, that would freak me out, too.
It's like, the movie's being seen by 6 billion people. Wait, there's only 6 billion people on the planet.
So every one of them's seen it?
No.
What?
Apparently only 3 billion of them have seen it, and the other 3 billion have seen it twice.
See, this isn't right.
Statistically speaking, that tends to be the accurate answer from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh well, I won't hold it all against them. I'll hold it at their feet.
At their feet.
At their feet.
Gonna land tonight.
So, Age of Ultron?
Yep.
Favorite line?
Man, there was a...
There's a bunch of them. I mean, that's one of the good things about the movies. There's a whole crap ton of good one-liners and, hey, pitch and deliver kind of things.
I don't know, should I say this particular scene or not, because it could be a spoiler alert, but...
I already spoiler-alerted it, everyone, so if they haven't seen it, anybody, close your ears.
Yeah, right? The Vision handing Thor his hammer?
That was your favorite scene?
Dude, did you see the look on everyone else's face?
Okay, if you're going to go with that scene, it's the look when Thor is... Everybody's trying his hammer. You guys are all wusses. Captain America pulls and it's like,
and it
oh, jeez. And
yeah.
It moved just a smidge, and he's got like, oh, shit, man, he can my lift off. My favorite line in the movie is when they all say, oh, yeah, they're all done, they can't do it, and they turn over to Black Widow, and she says, hey, you want to try? It's like, no, that's not a question I need answered.
Yeah.
Love that line. And then the other one, with Stark talking to Fury. Mm-hmm. You're not the director of me.
No. I did get
freaking lost it with that one. I howled.
Well, I got it, but I was like, are they, I mean, I guess for me, the reason I didn't get into it like I expected is because I had already watched the episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it.
Oh, before you go into that spoiler alert, here's a bigger spoiler alert.
Uh-huh.
Don't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last couple episodes until you've seen the movie Age of Ultron.
Yes, yeah.
Because they give it away.
They
Data
do.
Protocol. Oh
yeah.
My God, I laughed my ass off when I saw that.
Yep, they gave some stuff away, but the when Coulson actually says, oh, and he, I mean, this is his line, oh, spoiler alert.
Yes.
When they tell him that the director's still alive. So, I mean, is he, you know, and he even calls him director.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. This just kind of threw me off on that part because I didn't know if he was going that, oh, you're not director anymore or what, but.
You're not the director of me.
Yeah.
So that's fine. I have a friend who keeps saying you're not the boss of me, so I saw that and I howled.
There was one question about the whole thing.
What's that?
The Vision is... God, I forgot his name now.
Jarvis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Jarvis?
Yes.
I didn't see that coming.
What do you mean you didn't see that coming?
I did not see that coming. I should have, but I guess I was expecting it to be somebody else.
Great Google Mooga. It was leaked pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, but I tried to avoid as much leaks. I really, every time I'd see something come up, I'd, okay, don't look. So.
Well, as soon as you heard the voice of the guy, I was like, hey, that's Jarvis. And the actor who's actually playing the Vision?
Is Jarvis?
It's the guy who plays Jarvis's Jarvis from Peggy Carter.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, that's actually that guy.
I thought it sounded more familiar. Yeah,
because he played the voice of Jarvis for the first Avengers movie and all of the Iron Man movies.
I'll be damned.
Yep. So it's like, see, this is the really cool thing about what Whedon's doing with the Marvel Universe. And I kind of like it and kind of, but for the most part, I like it because they interweave all these little bits and pieces of things and they leave these breadcrumbs all over the place and then it all can interconnect and it's really cool. What I don't want to see is I don't want to see what they do with their comic books all the time. It's like, okay, let's have this massive, mega, morphing, interconnecting, bridging thingy going from like every title we have in our entire catalog and let's get everybody to try and buy out of your issue. And it's like, okay, dudes, that'll never happen. You may be able to find out of the 6 billion people on this planet that who actually, some of whom may actually read comics, I figure you're going to find maybe 3 who will buy every issue of every comic.
Well, see, and again, I think I've said it before, and I'll say it now for sure, is I honestly think that if they're going to do it where you keep them separate now.
Yes, you know? Well, that's what I'm saying. The
Don't
problem
even
is,
try to twist them into each other.
The problem is they keep combining and trying to force people to watch and read every single series, or 80% of the series, whatever. And most people who are buying comic books don't have the cash to buy. What is it? I think there is 50 titles. 50 titles put out every month by Marvel. DC has, that's what they called it, the new 52, is because they put out 52 titles every month. So that's a lot of comic books.
How much is one of these comics now?
And well, Marvel's comics are all $4 US, $5 Canadian, basically. So that's, you're talking about $200 a month.
Yeah,
to buy on comic books.
You'd have to be rich to be able to afford that each time.
Exactly. But this is what I'm saying. It's like, they can keep trying to do that, but they're just going to be killing their fan base. That's why more and more people, from what I've seen, they just stick with one comic book, or two comic books, or three comic books, and just those titles. Like, let's see, what the hell did I get today? Howard the Duck, for an example. Howard the Duck is a single-running story. It doesn't have any tie-ins or cross-connectivity to any other series right now, and with the whole Secret Wars, which I just read, Secret Wars 2 came out this week, which is leading into the whole, okay, everything's dead, everything's now one single world. It's like, what the hell are they doing on this? Whoa, I don't know what they're doing, but it's a really big, huge story. And then it's going to lead to Battle World, and then from Battle World, you're going to have all of these multiple different worlds coming, or storylines going on. But they're going to be all semi-interconnected, and you're going to have things happening over here that are going to happen over there. And, like, people are not going to buy all of those issues. So it's like, I don't know. I think they might be shooting themselves in the foot.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, you think about it. Let's just say the 50 for now and $4 a piece, that's $200 a month, $6,000 a year.
Yep.
sorry, I'm not watching any movies this month or this year because I got to buy all the comics, you know?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying is it, like, Marvel and DC, the big guys, they put out a lot of product, and that's cool. I mean, there are these big corporations or whatever, and they're moving product. But they have maybe last 10, 15 years, have been trying to build all of these mega convergence things where all of the titles interconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's ass backwards. I mean, I talk to a lot of collectors. I talk a lot of dealers and everything else. And what I find is that most people who are collecting comic books, they glom onto one particular title, and they collect the hell out of it, and then
it's usually,
they think about something else.
It's usually their favorite character anyways. I mean, I remember going to a comic book store not too long ago, and watch, I mean, I just observed everyone, and all I saw was, oh, do you have this one? This is mine. And then they're looking for the figurines. I mean, it's everything of that character, you know. And at the time, I think it was still all Batman stuff at the moment. And I think
Batman never goes out.
Yeah, but I think the only reason he's kind of got an extra hype right now is because everybody wants to know what Affleck's going to do.
Affleck.
That's actually what I'm expecting when the movie starts. You know, oh,
Affleck,
it's gonna be, oh my god, it's Batman, and the duck comes out, Affleck.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have that in the movie.
It would be. You know what?
I'm sure there'll be a College Humor dub over dub version, or how the movie really should have been, Affleck, kind of thing. But yeah, I don't think DC's going to do DC. See, the thing is, DC doesn't really have much of a sense of humor.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of funny. Marvel has a hell of a sense of humor sometimes. They just like, we want to mess with you. Do it. Okay? And they'll do something like that. That'll just mind blow you away at how amusing the hell out of it is. But DC's like, oh ho, here's a little guffaw. Ha ha ha. Okay, didn't you like that one? Ha ha. Ha ha. As people at work keep trying to tell me, you keep using dad jokes. Screw you, man. DC is like the dad jokes of the comic book world. Their jokes are horrible.
This explains a lot.
What?
Why you're making those jokes.
Hey, don't be making fun of me. I got a button here. You don't want to know what that button does.
I bet you I know what that button does, but I bet you my button's more powerful.
Your button doesn't eradicate mustard. Mine does.
Oh, I love mustard. I'll eat mustard.
You must now be quiet for at least 2 minutes. That is your punishment. Quietness for 2 minutes, because I'm now going to ramble on about something else completely unrelated. Have you seen the trailer for Supergirl?
I did not. I saw it came out today, though.
Oh my god, am I left with this overwhelming sense of, what?
Mm-hmm.
You guys did what?
Mm-hmm.
You guys even made that look bad?
Mm-hmm.
What? How the hell do you guys do this? Seriously. I mean, it's got Ally McBeal in it, and I like her.
Yeah, I didn't see the preview because I read some comments, and I was like, forget it.
No, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch how much of a train wreck it's going to be. It's like, okay, Flash, to get into Flash, we'll talk about Flash for a few minutes here now. Flash is actually a fun show. It's very, what's the word I want to put? It's very upbeat. It's very pop. It's very... it's very light. It's very YA friendly. It's very not too encrusted with dark shadows and all of the evil stuff that I actually enjoy a lot of. It's really kind of light fare.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There is no... The character has always been that kind of character anyways. I mean, the Flash has always been one of those goody-goody two-shoe type characters. And the show, they've done a really good job of presenting the way that that would represent. It is pretty goody-goody two-shoes. And it comes out that way, and it feels great that way. But mind you, the one character, Iris, was really pissing me off the last couple of episodes. It's just driving me up the wall. We'll explain on that in a second.
Yeah, you're not going to like the season finale then.
Shush! So, the thing with Supergirl is, it feels like it's an attempt to be like that, because Supergirl as a character is not a very heavy, let's get into all sorts of mechanics behind the world and everything else, blah, 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 blah. It just looks like somebody basically threw up every idea about what they figured a girl should be as a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, let's make her girl, and she's super. And it doesn't really strike very strong a chord with anybody, really. And I'm going to talk about iZombie as well. So somebody gave me an analogy, and it's like, oh my god, that's the perfect mix. It's Veronica Mars meets Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And that's the perfect mix describing iZombie. So what Supergirl looks like, that they took Gilmore Girls and tried to make it Superman.
What's Gilmore Girls?
You are not familiar with the show Gilmore Girls?
Sorry, I'm not big on girly type.
It's a girly type show. It's about, mother and daughter, single relationships and stuff like that, growing up in small town, wherever. And it's like, it's one of those, I never really liked the show, but it's because it's not appeals to me. It does not appeal to me. My grammar is good. But the show is very popular. I mean, it's got a very large following. A lot of people like it. Guys, girls, other peoples. I don't know what other kind of other peoples there are, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very... It's quirky. It's fun. It's got really good turns of conversation in there. There are, like, moments that are really well integrated. It's like it's all this whole thing. And then it's, like, really well done.
Are you still talking about the girly show?
I'm talking about Gilmore Girls, yes. Okay, so this is what I'm saying. Is it looks like they've taken the best of that and the worst of that and put it together with Superman. And it kind of really doesn't, I don't know, I think it's going to fall flat.
It's going to be another Wonder Woman where it lasts one episode and that's it?
No, man, they've got at least 3 or 4 episodes in the can already.
As far as I know, they had like 3 episodes of Wonder Woman in the can. Or 6. No, I think they
No. Wonder Woman got 1 pilot. That was it. Then they ordered 6. Then they actually showed the pilot and they said cancel it.
Yeah, it was a bomb.
Because the pilot was so horrible. Supergirl has at least, I think, 3 episodes or whatever done.
Yeah, but you see who's airing it.
It's CW?
No, CBS is airing the Supergirl.
Okay, well, that's a shame because it looks very much like a CW show.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned CW because apparently you didn't see the news about Constantine.
I did see the news about Constantine. I'm very sad about that.
I told you.
I knew it was going to happen. I mean, NBC is bullshit-ing-ers.
Yeah, but see, CW can get the darkness because look at what they're doing with Supernatural.
CW is not the darkness.
I said they can get. I mean, you bring.
Do you know what CW is?
It's I don't know.
It's pretty boys and girls darkness.
But mind you, then again, Flash,
pretty boys and girls.
Flash is on there.
There are no ugly people in the Flash either. They're all pretty. In one varying degree or another, they are all pretty.
I don't know. I don't run around saying, I feel pretty.
No, I don't do that either. But just look at the show. There is not one ugly mofo in the lot as a villain, which, oh my God, look, I am a horrible, horrible person. Maimed and disfigured. I have a horrible life. I'm going to become a supervillain. No. All of the supervillains are chiseled, well-dressed, well-cut, well-attired. They look like they've come out of a salon. Well done.
Oh, kind of like Dracula's vampires that have no reflection but have the best head of hair. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But that's a little bit more on the old dad man joke type side of things. I'm talking about the perky girls. I'm talking about the perky boys. I'm talking about they're all perky.
You left me at the perky girls. You can have the boys.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just saying. A CW show means, oh, look, attractive people.
Well, maybe. I mean, because I know they've been doing some changing up. Maybe this is their opportunity to, you know, take a turn to where they need to be. Because, I mean, CW is still...
That's it. I'm going to go with what Jack said. It's the hipster network.
Well, you know what? He's right. But if they can do Supernatural and keep it there...
Constantine should not go to CW.
They've been trying to kill off Supernatural for like last 2 or 3 years, and the people want it so bad that it's going. You know, it keeps going.
But Supernatural has the same thing. It's pretty.
Yes, but
that's what I'm saying. It's pretty,
but it's still pretty dark.
No, it's not even close to being pretty dark. It's moderate dark. I will give you Pretty Dark. Watch Penny Dreadful.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get that.
Season 2 of Penny Dreadful just started last week.
You don't remind me.
Oh my God, this one scene, I absolutely love it. And everybody needs to know how much I love Elizabeth Bathroy.
Whose bathroom did what?
Elizabeth Bathroy. Okay. She's the chick that believed that bathing in the blood of innocent virgins would keep her alive forever.
Oh, yeah.
That is Elizabeth Bathory. Messed up mother son of a gun. So they actually have a scene like that in season 2 of episode 1 of Penny Dreadful. Guess what? It's graphic. It's violent. It's horrible. It's scary looking. She kills this one chick with a slit. Get rid of that trash. Oh, my God. It's so well done. Now, Constantine would be better served by going to, say, something like, not the History Channel, because they've been doing pretty good with the Vikings show. It would probably be better on an HBO/Showtime network.
Yes, but then the problem with it going there is it's going to have only a limited few to see it.
Untrue. Do you know why? I've been reading statistics from the local cable company in Canada, which is not that local. It is pretty all-encompassing of a very large country. They are complaining about how subscriptions have been drying up. They have been dropping off. Up until about 3 years ago, I think it was, 4 years ago, something like that, they could generally regularly expect and plan for continued growth. There were more people getting cable, more people getting cable. There was more people. All of a sudden, change started. Right about the time that Netflix started coming out and was getting popular again as an online delivery system as opposed to just a mail a CD, DVD in your mail and then return it sort of thing.
Right.
What's happening is there is a decline going on in cable subscription. People are turning more and more to the internet to watch TV programming.
Yep.
So you have shows like Showtime. You have shows like, or sorry, stations like Showtime and HBO, which are unrestricted to the caveats as to what they do within their shows. They are not bound by the conventions that standard cable television has to abide by. Standard cable TV has to have a limitation on nudity, a violence, and words. Okay, specific things cannot be done on a cable TV show. HBO and Showtime, they don't have those restrictions. Not in the least.
Yes, but you can't stream HBO on there unless you have the cable network.
That's a choice of the network to do it that way, not a restriction of ability.
Yeah, but see, that's a problem for those who would want to see it. So if they put Constantine up there, one, you're either going to have to wait until and hope it comes on Netflix for that, or they put it out on DVD.
Incorrect, sir. iTunes has divided and provided you the opportunity that the day after the cable showing of it, it's available to rent on iTunes.
Amazon has the same thing.
Amazon and a few other different platforms have the exact same thing. If you are not ready for it, the technology shift is going to occur where it doesn't matter when the show comes out. Look at Netflix. Look at what they did with Daredevil. The entire season was filmed as a one whole complete thing and released as one whole complete thing with a bunch of chapters. Each episode was a chapter, not an individual. Hey, I gotta wait a week to watch the next episode. What happened to Scooby? I don't know. The whole thing. You would binge watch the entire damn thing if you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is the direction that TV is going to have to move and will continue to move because that is where the viewing public is going. Viewing public nowadays has got such a restriction, such a loss of attention to stuff. They got to have it all now.
Right.
And they got to see it all now. Can't wait. Can't. Just can't. Give me another cookie, damn it. I need another cookie. Damn it now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got all worked up about this now. Huh.
Yeah, you did.
I wasn't expecting that.
No, but you did.
Hey, I think it's time for an intermezzo then.
Sounds like it. You're pretty excited.
You know what else goes along with an intermezzo?
Cookies. Oh, that too.
Ha!
Are you excitable? 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 Are you excitable?
And that was Def Leppard's Are You Excited? Actually, I think it's Excitable. Whatever it is. It's an exciting song.
Yeah. It is.
It is.
It's actually off their Hysteria album.
I know. Now, somebody said something in the chat room, and I was going to comment on it because it was a continuation of what we were just talking about previously. So, talking about illegal pirated downloads and torrents and stuff like that. The TV shows, this is one of the things that is killing a lot of the entertainment value of stuff, is people do always still want, I want to see it now, I want to see it now, I want to see it now, I got to see it now. I can't go to the theater, or I can't go to wait, watch it on cable. I got to watch it during the narrow time period that I've got it done. So, as was mentioned in the chat room, Game of Thrones is the most downloaded, illegally acquired TV show on the planet as it stands right now. Although there's probably some Asian shows that probably get downloaded even more than that, but we don't count that because we're in North America.
Right.
Which kind of is an amusing thing because whatever. But the damn show still sells out, okay? In the legitimate formats. The DVDs always sell out, the Blu-rays sell out, people go and watch it on TV in a regular format, they go watch it on their iTunes or whatever else, and they still make their money on it. Now, does that make it any more righter to be doing things by pirating and whatever? No, not really. But if the industry wanted to actually eliminate all those different pirated forms, they have the technology to do so. They choose not to because they know that that avenue of availability continues to increase their profit margin anyways, because it just happens to help heighten it so that people still go out and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other side kick on the thing is, and this is another real big kicker, is that the movie industry and the cable industry is what's killing themselves. Okay, the cable industry as a whole has put a stranglehold on the industry as a whole for so long that as soon as even though it's a half measure component that's out there to be able to use, Netflix and a few other things that are now starting to crop up all of a sudden, hey, bam, there's a whole bunch of them. Even though it may not necessarily be the perfect solution, people are flocking to it.
Right.
I mean, I cannot understand. Well, yes, I can. I cannot believe sometimes how many people all have. Yeah, I got Netflix. Yeah, I got Netflix. Yeah, I got Netflix.
I'll wait until the season's over and then it comes out and I'll watch it. I'll play catch up because I'm like you when you're saying there's that binge moment, you know, you're just going to sit back and you're going to watch it beginning to end and then you're just like, oh my God, you know. And that's the thing that drives me nuts about these shows that are once a week because they leave you hanging and you're just. No, I gotta know what happens next.
Exactly. A show like Twilight Zone, where none of the episodes carried over into the each next episodes, was great. Because you wanted to watch a TV show, you watched the show. Next week you wanted to watch it again, you watched something different. It was a completely different story. And that's cool. Mm-hmm. But you watch The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead is like, oh my God, every episode bleeds into every other episode. It's like, ah, I can't wait. I gotta watch the whole damn thing. But I have to watch it. I can't help avoiding it. It's the only one that I really have to watch each week as it comes out because I got to know what's going on.
Well, and the funny part is I own all of this season that just ended, and I got it through Amazon because you can actually pay to have the whole season. So each time the episode's done airing, it's boom, it's up there. And so you can sit back and watch it. And that's what I was doing, but I got so tied up, I didn't get to do that. So, you know, I'm going to do the binge moment.
Yeah. And to be honest, I like to binge watch TV. I mean, I have very little time to watch TV and movies and stuff, and I only have like certain times, which is why I do most of my entertainment watching on the weekend, on Saturdays and Sundays, because that's the only time I really have time to do it. I mean, through the week, I work, do stuff, go and do other stuff, doing other stuff, and other doing stuff, and other doing stuff, and then boom. Wait, it's almost 11 o'clock. I can't watch any movies. It's not enough time.
I'm like that, but I'll do it when I go to lay down. You know, I'm constantly, the moment I'm up to the moment I'm in bed, I'm boom, 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 going, going, going. And, you know, like I've done, God, I don't know how many updates to the, actually, I do know how many updates. You know, it says that we're on version 13 so far.
By the way, the chat room actually worked perfectly for me today logging in.
Don't ask me, because I have not updated the website.
I'm just saying.
Weekend.
Just saying.
Yeah, we're going to do some updates to the website this weekend. So.
Okay, but moving back to something that I had started to mention on was iZombie.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I don't remember what I mentioned, but I did mention that I was going to come back to something.
You said it was like Buffy.
Ah, iZombie is like Veronica Mars meets Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is one of the directors is actually the director who did Veronica Mars, which I thought was funny as hell. But Veronica Mars was also a light show, and iZombie is a light-hearted show. I mean, it's about a woman who's become a zombie, and it's like fun ensues. But it's surprisingly entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you watched any of it?
I have not watched it yet. It's on Hulu, so I can go back and watch it, but I just haven't had the chance.
Okay. Now, I love the comic book. I really loved the comic book. I had collected that as it was coming out before it was even, like, ready to start coming out. Mm-hmm. Fun comic. Loved it to death. The TV show is only a smidgen of the comic book, even though it says it's based on the comic book. So, doing separate things. Hey, love the comic book. Hey, love the TV show. They are not the same. Not even close. But there's this one thing that they did in the one episode just a little while ago, two or three episodes ago, that made me howl my ass off because it was a homage to what the comic book does. All right?
Okay.
You ready for this?
Go for it.
So in the comic book, this is how messed up the comic book gets. There is a character in there. I can't remember his name. But he's a weir terrier.
Okay.
So every 3 days every month, he turns into a slightly hairy and a mildly annoying little dog-like creature version of himself.
Interesting.
It's just one of these was like, what? Seriously? That's very inoffensive, very not even threatening in the least, and okay, that's amusing. Great. So, in the show, you have your main character, you have this one guy, is the doctor, it's the friend of What's-Her-Face, the main character, and he's playing, they're playing on a online game, and he plays a were-terrier named Arf Vader. Okay, that alone made me howl and crack up. But getting the point that it was like, oh my god, it's a homage to the comic book. Finally, something that actually interconnected the two perfectly. But that was still funny.
Yeah, that is.
It's like, but you see, that's an intelligent thing. It's an intelligent combination. Even though they have taken the show and taken it out left field. When I heard that the show was the premise of the show based on different than the comic book, was like, oh, seriously? That's a way to ruin the comic book. Because it's like, that's not even close to the way the comic book was. She's a morgue assistant in TV show. She's like, she's a gravedigger in the comic book. She doesn't actually go out helping solve crimes. She just happens to end up as a side effect going out. It's like, all these different things and whatever. And in the comic book, there's no other types of zombies like her, but in the TV show, there's apparently a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, TV show on its own, I like. Comic book on its own, I love it. But it still comes down to, it's a light-hearted type of show. And yeah, it's fun.
That's about as much as it would be as light-hearted. But then again, you do know what show it follows.
No, I don't watch it on TV cable.
Okay, it follows The Flash.
Okay.
Does this make sense now?
Doesn't even matter.
Well, I'm just saying.
You got to remember, like I said, 4% of the people who had subscriptions to cable services have, over the last 3 years, gotten rid of them.
Yeah.
So they're not watching it in a continuity of the way that the cable companies program and segment the way things happen. They get to listen to it the way they want to see it. So they watch the show on their time, not on the cable company's time.
Right.
Which I think is the big paradigm shift that's occurring in the entertainment industry for visual arts, is that they have to get used to the idea that you can't bookmark the time that your consuming audience is going to be watching this stuff. You have to be able to make it available for them to watch when they want to watch it.
Right.
And that's, I think, kind of the problem that NBC, CBS, and ABC are going to have a really big problem with. Most of the material that they're putting out is going to become pablum. And it's just going to be catering to the average person who wants nothing more than mindless crap going through their head. Look at the advent of reality TV shows. That has been the mainstay for those types of stations for the last 7, 8, 9, 10 years now. Right. How old is Survivor? 15 years?
I have no idea. It's not the oldest running one. We talked about that on Monday, but I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, those are shows that are cheap and they have a high payoff based on how much it costs to make them. Mm-hmm. It costs $50,000 an episode, and they reap back $200,000-$300,000 worth of ad revenue as a result of the show. Hey, they're going to do more of those. Why? Because it's easy money.
Right.
You put into a show that's got some thought and effort and activity into it, some writing, some directing, some acting, some sets, some effects, some all this other stuff. It's like, well, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Friends. At one point, what was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Five cast members were making $1 million an episode?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just what they... I think, I don't remember who it was, it might have been Greg who was explaining it to me, but after they do so many episodes, they literally get, I take it back. I think it's in the third season is when they start making their millions.
It depends on their contracts. There is no guarantee that you will make $1 million from your third season.
Well, and you're right. It is a contractual, difference if depending on what their contract says. But I mean, you look at these guys; they're bringing in the money like they are. And how many seasons did they go?
Ooh, Friends. Friends went to 7 seasons.
Yeah, and so you know they were making the money. They were making by the end of that. If they weren't all making millions at that particular point, they were.
But they weren't all making millions. That's kind of the point.
Who was it?
There were only the five that were making the big money. Jennifer Aniston. I don't know their characters.
I don't either, but I pretty much...
But it was like the five main ones, and then there was two or three other ones who were been on the show forever, but they weren't making the millions. So the millions, I don't think, is an automatic thing by number of episodes, number of seasons, or whatever. Because I know that the 100th episode is the big... No, it's not the 100. I think it's 5 seasons in the old traditional seasons, so 5 times 26. So whatever that works out to, that's the magic number.
Okay, 130.
So I don't know what the hell it is. Maybe it's 22 then. Okay. 108th episode? 110th. Something like that. It's basically that's when syndication occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And the syndication is by automatic rote or whatever. But the new wave of TVs, like if a show can't make it for 3 seasons, like whatever, right? Well,
it is, because then the next thing they're doing is, okay, fine, we're not making it here, we're going there. A big example was daytime, what are those, soap operas.
Three.
Yeah, but they were getting cut. They're being taken off the air. And they're finding online sources that will air their shows.
Well, look at web shows now.
Yeah.
I've mentioned it before. I love this one. I wish she would get back to doing some more soon. Adult Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
Wednesday Addams as an adult in today's modern world. It's like, holy Jesus, that's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Perfect stuff. It's a perfect delivery system for her to do that show. It doesn't require a lot of money. And I'm sure she didn't finish the season 2 a few months ago or whatever. It's getting better. The production values keep going up every season. I would expect that it would continue to do so. She's got more people involved now, so it's like it's rolling along. And if she keeps doing that, she can parlay that eventually into something much bigger than that and better than that without needing to go to a cable show.
Mm-hmm.
Or the perception that it needs to be a cable show. It can be just a web show. I mean, The X-Files, the new X-Files series, is supposed to be a web show when it comes out, when it's done, if I remember hearing that correctly.
No, it's Fox has already picked it up. They already announced it and everything.
Okay, so because they were originally going to release it as a web show if they couldn't get it picked up.
Yeah, no, Fox was all over it. When fans got word of it, Fox is like, fine, we're taking it.
Yeah, well, Fox
they were the first choice. They were given the first choice because that's where they left.
Exactly.
So, but no, well, I'll give you a great example. There's the show I'm doing for the Electric Wizard tonight is a group called Postmodern Jukebox. And these guys, it started off with a viral video that they created.
Oh, wait. Don't go Bieber on them.
No, yeah, no. But because of that, now they're doing world tours. They're getting major hits on, I mean, so they're making money, but they're not going, you know, they're getting TV spots and so forth to promote themselves, but they're not leaving YouTube. They're still putting new stuff up there for their fans.
Good.
And I think, you know, that's because of what we're seeing there, these little viral trends. This is what the new form of entertainment looks like it's slowly turning into.
And did you notice? YouTube is short. 3 to 5 minutes on average, 5 to 15 for something that's a little bit more in depth.
But now you can watch full-fledged movies, you can even rent them on there.
But the average viewing public is going for short video. All right? I mean, look at the preponderance of Facebook. It's like, hey, look at me, everybody, I shared this video. It's like, ha ha ha, look at it, it's funny. 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Anything more than that loses the time. And I know this because I have a YouTube channel as well. You get to see the statistics on this eventually. It's like people watch to a certain point and then they drop.
Yeah. Well, did you ever see the sci-fi series called Sanctuary?
First season. I have the second and third season on disc. I haven't gotten around to watching it. And I actually have a connection to the show.
Well, I'm going to ask you that one later, but you know where they originally started, don't you?
Toronto?
No, I mean where they started airing it.
Toronto?
2 episodes aired in a particular web broadcast. The 2 episodes were on YouTube, and Sci-Fi loved it so much they picked them up.
Oh, okay, that.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely a very... It's actually Space picked them up, I think. Space is essentially the sci-fi channel in Canada.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know what that was, but...
Yeah, it's called the Space Channel.
The only thing that really upsets me is I can't go and find it, because I loved it. I would watch every episode from beginning to end again. I watched every episode of Sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
I liked it. It was different. I
like the concept. Like I said, I saw season one. It's like, this is neat. This has got some ideas. This has got some room to grow a thing and whatever.
The final season, meh. But
yeah, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's what happens with most TV shows. Is they can only go. I mean, the longest running TV show. Actually, there's 2 really long running TV shows I've watched. That were able to throw that magic in there and keep it going. Dark Shadows, which went for 10 years. 10 or 13 years. I can't ever remember which.
Oh, now you're talking each time it changed, right?
It changed regularly. So it evolved as a show. So it didn't just stay, hey, look at me. I'm a guy. I'm sucking blood out of people. Blah.
Right.
But it evolved. And then Doctor Who. Doctor Who is rated one of the longest running TV shows ever because it was like 25 years.
Yeah.
And how did it evolve? It kept changing the doctor. Surprise!
Aren't they coming up on the 9th season now?
No.
Well, it's 9th of the newer stuff.
Correct.
Newer stuff. I can't remember. 9th or 10th of the
Something
newer.
Like that. I don't remember. It's what they call the 13th doctor? 12th doctor? 13th doctor.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it wasn't
Peter Capullo or whatever the hell his name is. I can never pronounce it right.
Peter Capaldi.
That one. That guy. By the way, speaking of space, it was a show that I loved really a lot. Space Above and Beyond. It was fun. It had the potential, but it died real quick. It was a shame. So I completely did not talk about a couple of other things I was going to talk about. By the way, Grodd does not like bananas.
Yeah, I can't tell you the spoiler alerts yet.
Don't tell me, Jack. And don't tell me Keenan, and don't tell me Randy.
Yeah, well.
But.
And you said you saw the... No, you did not see the season finale of...
I have not seen the season finale of any of those shows yet.
I did not know it was the season finale, so yes, you're going to be like me.
2 hours! What do you expect is going to be 2 hours?
Well, you know...
A season intermezzo?
They could do a build-up, man. I mean,
no. No. They don't do that.
You can still... Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I did not like the ending.
Well, I know that. You've mentioned that already.
Yeah, and I have a feeling you're going to, if you watch it this week, you're going to be telling us that next week, too.
Well, that's amusing because somebody told me that the season two first episode was kind of dry and boring, and they didn't really think it was all that exciting. And I watched, and it's like, holy shit, look at all the seeds they put down for the entire season. And the season's only 8 episodes or whatever. Holy crap, look at all this stuff. Wow. What are they, wow. Who? He? Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not. I thought the first season or first episode back of season two was pretty good. Yeah.
I especially like the full frontal nudity for Billy Piper, who, by the way, connection to Doctor Who, was the first companion in the new Doctor Who.
Ah.
And if you didn't know it, you know the nice, attractive young woman that works in Flash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember her character name in the show.
The one that, Caitlin?
Caitlin, that one. She's also a Doctor Who companion.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Which one is she?
Oh, what the hell was her name? She was with, not first, not second, third of the new Doctors?
You're going to make me go back and look.
Third or fourth. I can't remember which.
I've seen every one so far, and I don't... She did not look familiar. Now, yeah, I'm going to go look now.
Yeah, yeah. No, she is. That was one of the original things that attracted me to the Flash. Like, wait a sec. She's a companion. What? Okay. Man, what the hell was the name? I can't remember. But it is almost the end of the show. And as everybody should know, I like to watch the clock. I watch it. I like to watch it talk. It talks to me, you know. The clock talks to me. It says, hey, things are going. And I just wanted to shout out to everybody. Thanks for coming along and listening to the show, listening to me speak about stuff, because I'm just in a ranty mood today. Find us on the Facebook. Find us on the Twitter. Find us on the any other social media spectrum thing analysis component stuffs that might actually possibly ever show up in the future, because I'm going to try and take over the world. My plan will be world domination. And everybody should buy my book, Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct. Plus, on top of that, you know what? There's a new Hell book coming out. It is called Doctors in Hell.
Hmm.
And are you ready for this? Here's what I thought. What would happen if Sigmund Freud and Ivan Pavlov got together and wanted to talk about stuff in Hell?
It'd be interesting.
It would definitely be slippery. And Jack's got a story in that book, too.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, on that merry note, I'm going to leave you all to the tender mercies of EW's... What are you doing? Are you doing Electric Wizard tonight?
I am. Brand new episode coming up next.
There you go. And then after that, we have Mental Candy again?
Yes. Mental Candy right after that.
Excellent. Everybody in the chat room and listening to the voices, and the sound of my voice carries far and away. Have yourselves an amazing one. Be very after rotten happy.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.